As the circumstances surrounding President Donald Trump's firing of FBI Chief James Comey continue to emerge, the public at this juncture does not give the move a hearty endorsement. Let's get into it with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, the firing was disclosed late Tuesday afternoon. What impression has it made to date?
Well, we were in the field Wednesday and Thursday night, have data now. Interestingly, Dave, we asked exactly the same question that we asked back in June of 1993 when then-President Bill Clinton fired an FBI director, William Sessions. Same wording, just changed the names. Now we find 39% of Americans approve of Donald Trump's firing of James Comey. Back then in 1993, it was 44% who approved of Bill Clinton, but the big difference was back in 1993, only 24% disapproved. It was a much larger don't know, don't have an opinion. Now, we've got 39% approving of Trump's decision, but 46% who disapprove. So it's a net negative of -7 for Trump's decision. Back when Clinton fired Sessions, it was a +20. So there's a big difference between now and when the last president fired an FBI director some 24 years ago.
Safe to say the circumstances were very different as well, Frank. As you recall, in 1993, the Department of Justice produced an extensive internal report in January. Clinton acted in July, among other things, accusing Sessions of improprieties, abusing his power, misusing funds, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, big differences. And of course, there's also a big difference in the political environment now. Again, we had a bigger don't know then in 93 when we asked the public. And part of that may be that we have increased partisanship now based on what we had back then. People paying more attention, in other words. When we look at the internals, we find that back then it was more of a mixed bag. You know, less than 6 out of 10 Democrats supported Clinton, but more Republicans did. Now, when we look at Trump's decision, it's what we're finding in many, many instances, this rigidity, this very hard partisanship, where we have about 8 out of 10 Republicans say, I approve of what Trump did. Almost exactly the same percent. 8 out of 10 Democrats say they disapprove. We find that on many other different measures. People are just locked in now, and it may not even matter the specifics about what President Trump is doing. Republicans are going to like it. Democrats aren't.
Was Russia, or specifically Comey, even on the radar in the public last week?
It certainly was not prior to the firing when we ask Americans, as we do every month, what's the most important problem facing the nation. We didn't find anything about Russia or possibility of collusion between Russia and the U.S. or U.S. government officials. None of that came up top of mind for Americans. Actually, what was top of mind was our perennial problem, which is dysfunctional government. That includes mentions of Trump by name, mentions of Congress being dysfunctional, mentions that the whole government system isn't working.
Some would certainly cite it as evidence of dysfunction, specifically in the White House, the clamor among many to have Trump's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner have more influence.
Well, certainly Ivanka has a better image in the eyes of Americans than does her father, Donald Trump. This is the first time we've measured her. And actually, we look back thinking that maybe we had measured Chelsea Clinton or some other children in the White House, but we really haven't historically. So we're measuring her because she's an adult child in the White House, along with her husband, as you say, has a very active role right now. And her image is net positive +11. 47% of Americans say they have a favorable opinion of first daughter Ivanka Trump, 36% unfavorable. And in the same poll, we ask about her father, Donald Trump, and it flipped. He has a more negative than positive image. So she right now has a higher don't know, but basically Ivanka's better liked, particularly by Democrats. There's a softer view of her than of Donald Trump. She has a better image than her father.
Perhaps analogous to times during the Obama presidency when Michelle's favorables were higher than her husband's.
That's right. We've asked many times about first ladies, and it is certainly not unusual that a first lady will have higher ratings than her husband. Good observation, Dave. She has higher ratings than her father.
Let's touch on the economy, going all the way back to the assembly line and the cotton gin and the press. Technological advances have many worried that their jobs and careers will become obsolete. Is there that fear now as technology continues to explode?
We're just getting into this at Gallup. I think personally, having looked at it, this is a major, major issue of our time in the future. So we're putting our toes in the water. We asked workers, just did a bunch of surveys and asked workers, how worried are you looking ahead that artificial intelligence, technology are going to take your job away? I've seen estimates that 40%, 50% of jobs could disappear or at least be replaced by technology in the next, 10, 13, 15 years. But we find just about 13 or 14% of American workers who are willing to admit that it's even somewhat likely that their job will be taken away by technology in the future. Now, is this putting your head in the sand? To some degree, it may be. A lot of people listening to this right now, maybe you and I, Dave, are blissfully thinking that we're going to keep our job and one day a robot comes in and takes it away from us. But right now, Americans don't seem too worried.
Though regarding whether it's warranted or not, yes, jobs might go away, but livelihoods seem to persist over the generations.
That's right. I mean, part of this may be that people can transform themselves. Remember the Luddites, when equipment came in that didn't need nearly as many workers to handle textiles in England. There were protests and all kinds of fascinating historical instances there. But obviously, new jobs came in to replace the old jobs. So clearly that could happen. Somebody's got to program those robots, of course. But our question was, your job right now. We didn't say how likely is it you get a new job. We just said your job, and that's where we have just 13 or 14%, at least over the next few years, of workers who are willing to admit that their job may be obsoleted, as it were, by technology.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.